Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Tosfos Shabbos. So it's the same way there's halacha to Sefer Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, there's also halacha to Sefer Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. So the way this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos is that Motzei Shabbos we wait to see three kechavim ketanim ritzufim. So in other words, really for the halacha of Laila, to define Laila, we understand the darker it gets, the easier it is to see even very small stars. And when it's still light a little bit, very small stars which are not so bright are not going to be visible. And the stars which are medium size already are visible. So I guess the issue is not so much the size, the issue is how much light, brightness. Medium-sized stars mean stars which have a medium amount of brightness, and small stars mean stars which have less brightness. So we see them as being smaller. So the halacha of Laila really comes mikra din when you can see three medium-sized stars. You look in one area of the sky, and you're able to see three medium-sized stars. That's considered Laila. We don't usually calculate Laila based on that. We calculate it based on the calendars, etc. But that would, once upon a time, this is how people did it. They didn't have the calendars. They would walk outside and they would look and see if they can see three stars. They say, okay, it's Laila. So for the purpose of, let's say, the end of a Tainus, not Yom Kippur, but the Tanaitim Midrabbanan, so Gedalia and others, if there are three medium-sized stars in the sky, that means it's Laila. They're allowed to break the fast. Shabbos, because we're dealing with an Issa D'Raisa, and similarly the same thing would be true after Yom Kippur, they are machmer to look for three small stars. The reason being, we don't know exactly what medium looks like, so maybe what we think is medium is really large stars. So how do we know for sure that what we're looking at are medium-sized stars? Well, when you can see very small stars, obviously the medium-sized stars for sure are out, and that is considered dark enough that it's Vare Laila, and you can now do Malacha Motzei Shabbos. So the requirement of Motzei Shabbos would require us to have three small stars to be confident that we definitely have three medium-sized stars. You do not need to have the three stars adjacent to each other. In a world where we don't have light pollution and you can see many stars, as the night continues, you'll start seeing the stars very close to each other. That's called Ritzufim, that they're right next to each other. They're in one small section of the sky together. That which we wait for Ritzufim, that they should be consecutive or immediately adjacent to each other in Motzei Shabbos, is because of the mitzvah of Tosefos Shabbos. Translating that into our terms, if we rely on the calculations of the calendars and we say that it's considered nighttime by when the sun reaches a certain amount of degrees below the horizon, for example, many people follow the opinion of 8.5 degrees below the horizon, a person should not do malacha immediately that moment, because he's not being b'kayim to Sefer Shabbos. That's the Iker Zman, where Shabbos is ending. If a person wants to do malachi, he should still wait a period of time after that. How much? So the person say that over here, everybody agrees that the amount is just a minimal amount. You do not need to add extended periods of time. So a person waits a minute or two after that before he does malacha, that's permitted. He could definitely can daven marav during that time, and that's not a problem, not in a contradiction to the idea of Tosefos Shabbos. We should not be doing malacha at that time. So a person who times himself to do malacha immediately at the Zman, he's not fulfilling the halacha of Tosefos Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. If a person holds 72 minutes, so now that depends. Some people have the Masorah of 72 minutes, they hold that's the Iker Zman of the calculation. They're not taking it as a chumrah, but that they hold as the Iker Zman, and that creates kulas and chumras. But if they hold that as the Iker Zman, you need a Tosefos after that amount of time as well. If, however, they're undertaking 72 minutes as a chumrah, so that is Ein Lecha Tosefos Shabbos Gadol Mizeh, means they're saying Mikra, then we agree that really Shabbos ends earlier. We're going to be Machmer and wait till 72 minutes for Matzi Shabbos because of the Chumrah, so they're fulfilling Tosefta Shabbos that way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says a person should undertake 72 minutes on Matzi Shabbos because it's a Safek D'oraisa, it's a Machlokes, so Safek D'oraisa, a person should be Machmer. It would seem to me that if a person is doing it based on the Mishnah Berurah, so it's not enough 72 minutes, really a person should wait another minute afterwards, and this way he will fulfill the 72 minutes which he's taking as a Safek D'oraisa, and another minute for Tosefta Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Have a good day.